Good evening. For those who are here in church this morning, the church looks markedly different than it did just a few hours ago. This afternoon, after everyone left, we made over the church in the sense that we changed the scenery. I've always looked at Holy Week as a play in six acts. And the first act of Holy Week is an act of triumph, the triumph of our Lord over death, raising his friend Lazarus from the dead, coupled with the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And so for the last 2 days in the liturgical life of our church, we have come in joy, and we have seen through the colors, the lights, a joyful setting in our church. And this evening we begin the second scene of our Holy Week journey, which is a descent into some sense of not sadness, but personal reflection. And so we have changed the colors from bright, as they were this morning, to the dark colors that we have tonight. And the theme of tonight is watchfulness. The theme of the next 3 nights and 3 mornings is watchfulness. And what dominates the scene in our church is the icon of Christ the Bridegroom, which is behind me. In fact, our icon is so large that it actually obscures your view of the altar, which is a good thing, because the majority of the time when you come to church, you have a view of the icon, the altar, and the icon screen. But for the next 3 nights and 3 days, you have a view of this icon that dominates everything. Now, during our Lenten journey this year, the book I suggested for people to read was called The Return of the Prodigal Son. And the theme of that book was the author's viewing of a portrait of the prodigal son. And he was very taken by the portrait, so much so that he spent hours and hours and days studying every bit of that painting. And then after months and months of study and prayerful reflection, he wrote this beautiful book, which we read this Lent. And so to the next several services, we have the same sort of opportunity that as we sit here in the pews and we listen to the hymns and the scripture readings and mark the time, that we're sitting in the presence of this icon and everybody will walk away with some different interpretation, perhaps, of its expression. When I look at this icon of Christ the Bridegroom, I see sadness. I see the Lord waiting, and as a bridegroom will wait here for his bride to come down the aisle at a wedding. And what would be the reaction of the bridegroom if the bride did not come? It would be sadness. And so Christ, the bridegroom, is in a sense standing here waiting for us, the bride, the church, to come down the aisle and to become one with him. And so that invitation, he does not make in sadness, he makes it in joy. But the sadness is that the world does not look upon that icon with hope and joy, but that the majority of the world doesn't even look at that icon. The majority of the world is too busy to come and look at that icon. And so as we mark these services of Holy Week, as I said this morning, we're not just marching through some rituals, because this is what we Orthodox do every Holy Week. And we're not putting on dark clothes in a sense of sadness for the Lord, but rather in personal reflection and perhaps sadness for our world. And we need to take time as a society, and even on a smaller scale, in this community, as families, as individuals. We need to take time to put aside all the celebrations of this life and to engage in some reflection on what life is all about. We're so quick to celebrate everything. We want everything to be one conquest to another. We want every day to be like we're going to Disneyland and having an amusement park atmosphere, that we forget this skill, and it is almost a skill, to stop everything and to sit in silence and to think of the things of God. And so I'm thanking you tonight for coming and sitting here and praying and thinking about the things of God. This is the bridegroom. He waits for all of us. We are the bride. We are his church. He loves us. He has made already a commitment to us, and he's waiting for us to make that commitment to him so that together we can step into the bridal feast, which is the kingdom of heaven. Behold, the bridegroom comes in the middle of the night, and blessed is the servant that he will find, watching and waiting and expecting and hoping. Amen. May God bless you and keep you. Tomorrow morning we will celebrate the pre-sanctified liturgy at 9 o'clock, and tomorrow evening the second of the bridegroom services at 7 o'clock. May God bless you and keep you. Amen.